Blog Talk Radio.
That you're all getting ready for the end of 2012 and the beginning of probably what could be, well, not probably, what could be the most, or what will be, if you work on it, the most profitable and happiest and most joyous year that you've had so far. Yes, I know that you've all had some great things that have happened to you in the past years, you know, children born, getting jobs, finishing college, finishing school, having other successes. But those things that have happened in the past are just that. What are they? They're things that have happened in the past. They're over. That ship has sailed. That chapter of your life is already closed because it's already been written. However, today you have the opportunity to start working on the new chapters in your life, to start building the new foundations, to start building the new structures, to start doing the things that you need to do to make this new year and every new year going forward a prosperous, a happy, a healthy new year for you, your family, and those that you care about. But again, like we always know, these things take effort. Now, every year, a lot of people get together and they decide that they're going to have New Year's resolutions. They're going to diet, which is usually the number one thing. They're going to, you know, take those classes. They're going to, you know, be better with communicating with their parents or their children or their friends and relatives. You know, they're going to go ahead and get that new car. They're going to go for that promotion. They're going to do whatever it is that they need to do or feel that they need to do. However, a lot of times, most of that is what? It's a lot of blah, 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 blah. Doesn't really have any type of foundation behind it. Because we don't do what? We don't follow through. Well, as most of you know, for me, follow through is a really big thing. And again, we all drop the ball on occasion. Nobody's perfect. However, as you already know, if you drop the ball, then you need to own up to it. You need to go ahead and take responsibility, and you need to correct the problem. Why? Because you're losing something that is very critical and something that could greatly help you in the years to come, not just this next year, but all of the years to come. And that's actually establishing a strong and solid level of credibility amongst the people that you deal with. Again, the new year is about to come. Most of you have made your New Year's resolution, or some of you have already given up. You've made so many New Year's resolutions and not kept them that you don't even bother anymore. Well, either way, you know, as one person said, if you believe you're going to fail or you believe you're going to succeed, you're right on both counts. Well, let's change that to a very positive mindset, and let's consider the fact that we are going to succeed, that we're going to do the next thing. So now, you've made your New Year's resolution. Congratulations. Now, you need to move forward. All right, successors say that 10 times more likely you'll succeed if you alter your attitude, all right? Instead of making it a maybe, instead of making it, well, I always fail, take the positive outlook on that. Go ahead and start living a life of gratitude, living a life of thanks, living a life of what can be and what will be, and then making those things come to fruition. Part of everything that goes on with us is actually in our mind. We have to think it first, and once we think it, then we can do it. Again, I'm not saying that it's some magic pill. I'm not saying that life is just going to fall into place for you. What I'm saying is that if you do your part, life will do its part. You know, I went to a meeting, and the meeting the other day was actually based on The Secret, which is kind of interesting that yesterday's show was actually right in line with the the secret and the thing that I actually went to, the event, which was at the small business CEO group with Smartly Spaced, which is out in Maryland, which is a great group. If anybody ever gets a chance to get out there, really some positive thinking people, you know, some really good spirit and vibe in there. But anyway, I was out there with a gentleman by the name of Glenn Garner. And when I was out there, I got to meet a whole bunch of people that were very positive, and the actual talk was actually based on, again, the show The Secret, which I've never seen, but it's interesting how in life a lot of the things that apply to it or that they were talking about are things that I already do. Now, mind you, a lot of the speakers were also speakers I've already listened to and follow in some areas, but it was just really interesting how each person looks at life, how each person stacks up their worth, how each person assesses and comes up with making their own happiness or making their own not-so-happiness. But it was just really, really interesting, and I actually enjoyed going and meeting that group. But again, same thing that we're talking about here. We're talking about moving on with your life and making your life your best, making your life the best life that you can make it. You know, I recently sent out a thing to one of the groups that I'm with, and I said, okay, guys, it's time for us to start working on creating our best year ever. And what do you want to do to make that happen? Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's pretty much it. What do you want to do to make your best year ever happen? What specific things are you going to put in place? What mindset or mental changes are you going to make sure that your 2014 is going to be your best year ever. Your 2014, you're going to meet those resolutions that you've made and so that you're going to succeed in your life and move on and become prosperous and help other people. You know, and the gentleman also that was speaking last night at the event I went to, he said something that I've been saying, I don't know, probably 260 times, which is over how many times we've done the show, actually a little bit more than that. But he said that what you believe and perceive, you will achieve. Now, he didn't say it exactly like that, but basically that's what he said. So we have to get our minds to the point where we are going to figure out what we want to be. We're going to be specific. We're going to get rid of those vague goals that won't work. We need to get out there and get goals to develop a specific plan and take action on how we're going to make the things that we want to make happen, happen. Because, again, it's up to us. So we need to be specific and get rid of that vaguity. Get rid of that, well, I'm kind of thinking, well, how you doing? Well, I'm fair to middling. First off, you're setting yourself up to fail. Why are you setting yourself up to fail? Because you're already throwing a failure clause in there. You're already setting up negative energy. You're already setting up a negative flow and mindset in what you're doing. And we don't want to do that if we want to succeed. Again, you only get one shot at life, ladies and gentlemen, so why not go for it? Okay? Why not go for it? Again, I'm not talking about the behaviors that you have that aren't giving you what you want, in the sense of you thinking about them. What I'm talking about is I'm talking about find what you need to do, start doing it, and then just replace it. That thing that wasn't doing what you needed it to do, you now have something that you know is going to get you where you need to get. Make it a habit. Start doing that thing again and again and again and push that other thing out to where you remove it from your life. So you're going to basically substitute, but you're replacing a habit with a habit. Okay? Don't rely on willpower alone to help you change. Start putting things in place. Start making it to where you're telling people about your dreams and your goals and the things that you want to do, and make sure that it's people that are going to help you along the way, not people that are going to look at you and go, I told you wasn't going to do it. Those are not the type of people that you want to be around, that you want to associate with, that you want to spend any time with. You need to remove them, and if you've heard me say this before, I don't care what level of the life chain they're on. If they're negative, get rid of them. Why? Because all that's going to happen is you're going to be negative, they're going to be negative, and you're going to be negative together. So we need to get with positive people. Now, mind you, too, I also didn't say yes men or women. I'm not talking about somebody that just agrees with you because they're just going to agree with you. I'm talking about people who actually have your best interest in mind. Okay, people that you've learned to trust, people that come through, people that do the things that they're supposed to do. And also, you need to get a team of mentors. You need to get a power team. You need to get people that are going to bolster you or tell you if something is totally idiotic. But you also need to trust your gut, okay? And for some of us, we need to make a few changes before we trust our gut. But for the most part, usually you know what's right and you know what's wrong. It's just that we have a tendency to do the opposite. All right. Now, the next thing that we need to do is we need to start tracking our progress, all right? If we want to get from A to B, then we need to have some way to keep score, right? We need to have a positive mindset, we need to figure out a plan, and then we need to figure out if we're hitting the areas that we need to hit and understand that the only way that you fail is when you quit. If you never quit, you never fail, all right? You just need to have the positive mindset in place. So record or chart your changes of behavior. Research the indicators such as, you know, self-monitoring, increasing your productivity and how you're keeping on track with your particular resolution or the particular goal, all right? And you want to break it up into tasks. If anybody here knows anything about project management, you kind of want to look at it like a project management chart. You want to plan your work, work your plan, and then make sure that you have measures so that you can see that you're getting where you need to get and that you're on cost and on budget. Well, it may not be no on cost or on budget, but remember, you're actually dealing with the most important and most expensive asset that you have, which is you. So we need to get a plan for what it is that we want to do and how we want to do it. All right, the next thing, you need to picture your lifestyle that you want. You know, we talk about dream boards. We talk about mission statements. We talk about all of these different things. But you need to put it where you're going to constantly be reminded of what it is that you want. You know, if what's the dream bathroom you want? What's the dream house? You know, what's the dream car you want to drive? Use your imagination. Use your ability to develop and your ability to make these things come to fruition. If others can do it, understand that you can do it and probably do better. You just have to give your all. You have to let go of the limited thoughts, limited behaviors, and limited mindsets, and start making the positive thoughts, positive mindsets, positive behaviors, and again, do that little switch thing that we were just talking about. But you need to visualize it. You need to understand that you deserve it, and you need to understand that it can happen with you. You have to have specific goals and envision the lifestyle that will be available, that will be available to you once you have it, but you have to stick to it. When you are about to make a purchase, you need to understand that when you make that purchase is you getting to another step in your dream. Right now you may look out the window and the car you have may not be the car you want. In your mind, purchase the car that you want to purchase. See yourself driving it. Get the feel. Get the mindset. Get everything in place that's going to help you to start psychologically guiding yourself on the path you want to be on. And I went on somebody else's show a couple of days ago, and this gentleman was talking about the mind. And the sad part about it was he was using some fact, but he was totally throwing away the fact with this delusional thing. The gentleman may have had some, it was interesting. It was just interesting. But ladies and gentlemen, the most powerful tool that you have on the planet is the mind. And the universe will work with you. It will work with you to give you what you want. So if you don't want good, you won't get good. You just need to decide what it is that you want. And you need to decide that with how you do stuff. Don't be a hoard. Be a giver. Be somebody that shares. Grow on all and every levels. Okay? Now, we're talking about buying. You need to think before you buy. Think of what it is that you want. You know, like Jim Rohn said, you know, make a list of 50 things that you want, of your dream things. Then of that 50 things that you've created, then take that and have a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, all the way to 10-year goals and mark off which thing is a 1, which thing is a 2, which thing is a 3, which thing is a 4, which thing is a 10. And then take that and then from your 1s, how do you get these ones in place? What are the steps you need to take? You know, sometimes, again, that vision board helps. Sometimes the circle charts help as you see how things connect so that you can actually branch it out. There's a whole bunch of different tools that you can use. All right, now, we also need to look at our finances. Our finances are great, but we also need to take responsibility in how we handle them. All right, you need to have faith. You need to believe that these things are possible, but you also, again, have to create and start to adapt the habits that are going to help you to get where you need to get. So that's why I say go to boot camp and go to financial boot camp. Why? Because knowledge used is power. Knowledge that sits up on the shelf, the library is probably should be the most guarded place that we have on the planet. I'm not talking about the treasury. I'm not talking about the banks. The thing that should be the most guarded, because it holds the most riches out of anything on our planet, is a library. Yet, probably 1% or less of the population has a library card. However, there are tons and tons of wealth, knowledge, experience, sitting on pages of books, sitting on a DVD, sitting on a CD, sitting in a booked on tape that somebody won't pick up because they don't like the cover. Again, you need to decide what it is that you want out of life, and then you need to go for it and understand that all of the tools that you need to get you where you need to be are available. And some of these tools, actually a whole, probably 80% of the tools that you need are free. They don't cost you anything. For a dollar, you can get a library card. A dollar. That's amazing. However, how many people listening right now don't have a library card? How many people listening right now haven't been to the library? How many people listening right now won't spend $100 to improve their own education? Again, it's up to you. If you want that dream to come true, then you need to do what you need to do. Next goal that most people talk about they want to change and develop is everybody's talking about they're going to, well, let's go back. Put yourself on a spending diet. Start putting your money in the things that you need to put your money into. All right? Designate 2 days a week as no spend. Those are days that you will not spend any money. You'll look at what you have and you'll look at your goals and see where they align, and those will be days that you kind of figure out what you're going to spend your money on and what's going to give you the most bang for your buck as you grow to change your life. So you need to design the 2 days a week for no spending days. All right, you need to trick yourself into saving. Some people do it automatically where they have the money come out pre-tax that goes into a 401k or something like that. My number one thing for everybody is I say you should all become entrepreneurs on one level or another. Why? Because by you becoming an entrepreneur, you're going to have a plan B, which is actually the next show that we're going to do. But again, understand this, ladies and gentlemen. Out of all the things that I'm saying, this is one of the critical things. As long as you work for somebody else, you are under their control. And you are working for somebody else. Their goals aren't necessarily your goals. Your goal is to actually help them succeed with their goals. Again, as I've said before, a job is a transitional platform. You went from learning to hold your head up, to learning to sit up, learning to crawl, learning to walk, learning to run, learning to read, to write, to learn your ABCs, to learning trig, to going to college, to getting your degree, to doing all of these different things, to getting a job. Again, your evolution in life doesn't stop at that job. But anyway, we're going to go into that in another show. Anyway, you need to use the restaurant of two rule. All right? You need to shop around. Make sure that where you're eating is a place that you want to eat. Make sure that what you're paying is a decent price for what it is. All right, you need to also risk public harassment and embarrassment. Understand that people don't care about you until they know you care about them. Also understand that most people don't really even know or realize that you exist. So stop living for somebody else. Stop caring about what other people think. I'm not saying run naked in the street, but what I am saying is too many people are too wrapped up in what other people think, and in turn, they're not doing the things that they need to do to create their own success. You know, it's not the richest people in the world that are actually building the world. They're controlling it. But there's a serious reason why 1% of the population controls the other 98% or 99%. Come on, ladies and gentlemen, we need to really look at things and look at them in a correct way. All right? Know when you are at your weakest. Know when you're dealing with something or you're doing something where you need to step out of the way of somebody else and bring them in that can do a better job at it than you. That's called teamwork. That's called networking. That's called having that power team, having that mastermind group, a mastermind group of people that can help you to achieve and reach your goals, a mastermind group of people that you can work with, that you have a synergy with, that all are looking for each person's success. Because guess what? As those people help you to succeed and help you to move on with your life, guess what? You're also moving on, helping them to move on with theirs. You've also created a pool of people that you trust, a pool of people that you'll go to battle with, a pool of people that all have the same goal, success for everybody in the group, not just for themselves. You know, Glenn asked an interesting question. He brought it up yesterday. He said, when you go to a networking event, what's the number one asset that you bring to that event? And I may not be saying this absolutely correctly, but basically the number one asset that you bring to that event is you and a positive attitude, not your business cards, not your suit, not your Super Bowl rings, all right, not your fancy watches, not the Lamborghini that's outside. The most critical thing that you bring to that networking meeting, organization, or what have you, is you, a positive attitude, and your ability to help others. Okay? That's very, very, very golden, what he said there. So, if you're looking to lose weight, real simple, start eating the right things, start eating less. Most of us eat far too many calories, and we do far too little exercise. We eat so much of the wrong things that our bodies just, they can't use it. So it becomes what? It just becomes fat. It becomes things that don't do anything for us. We don't meet our nutritional goals, values, or what have you. And anybody that's into holistic medicine or natural health, they'll tell you that. All right, the body is a temple. Most of us treat it like a garbage sty. We need to eat foods that are going to help us. We need to take supplements into our body because a lot of the foods that we get nowadays don't even have the minerals in it. Why? Poor crop rotation, poor irrigation, whole bunch of different things, but we're not even going to get into that either. But you need to look at what you're eating, okay? You also need to avoid multitasking during meetings. A lot of us, we're just eating. We're eating things that are no good for us in the first place, and then we get distracted because we're trying to do this, and this. There's too many people that eat because they're bored. There's too many people that eat because they're frustrated. There's too many people that eat and aren't getting anything out of the meal. They're not enjoying themselves. They're not doing any of the things that they need to do. The other thing, as I said before, is exercise. I don't care if you have a glandular condition, okay? I don't care if you haven't exercised since you were a child. That's part of the problem. You haven't exercised since you were a child. It's time for you to get back on that treadmill. And I'm not saying a proverbial, a real treadmill. I'm talking about walk. I'm talking about network. I'm talking about building not only the muscles in your legs and arms and chest and stomach and back, but I'm also talking about the muscles that are in your mind. I'm talking about your spiritual, mental, social muscles and building them up. So exercise is a whole bunch of different things. We've got people that are suffering from diseases like Alzheimer's with nobody, like nobody's business. Why? They're sitting on the couch watching that negative Ned, negative Nelly on the news, tell them about more negative Neds and negative Nellies that are throughout the world, and so on and so on and so on. Ladies and gentlemen, please think about it and take control of your life. All right? Now, some of us need to get a partner. We need to get a partner. Again, as I said, you need to get with people that are going to help you. Enlist your wife. Bring her into it. Your husband. Bring him into it. Your partner. Bring him into it or them into it. Your family. Bring them into it. Your friends that are really friends, people that want to succeed and want to see you succeed. Bring them into your plan. Use them as the reinforcement tools that are going to help you to achieve your goals. And again, as I said before, we need to set specific goals. Create a plan, follow it, and look at that plan as a living, breathing document. And we must abide by what we've agreed to. We need to basically hold our feet to the fire and understand that there's going to be changes. There's going to be things that come up. There's going to be, you know, unforeseen events. Those things happen. However, it's not what happens. It's how you respond to what happens. It's what you take away from the experience on your journey to your first success, second success, third success, fourth success, 14th billion success. So let's all get, one, an attitude of gratitude, because guess what? You've already come a long way, be it that you've come a long way with a lot of positive in your life or a lot of negative in your life. If you've had the negative, it's time to replace it with the positive. If you've had the positive, you need to continue to have the positive and continue to do positive things that are going to get you where you need to be. Again, your relationships, you chose them. Your job, you chose them. Your house, you chose it. All right? Your car, you chose it. Your spouse, you chose it. All of these different things, you chose. You set yourself up to get these things. Stop waking up in the morning with an attitude. Stop getting pissed off because somebody cuts you off on the road. Stop making things that don't matter into things that do matter. Start looking at the things that matter and then do the things that you know that you need to do to make more of those things happen in your life that are good, that are positive, that are beneficial to yourself, your family, your loved ones, and the people that you want to help. If you can't help people right now, it's because you have set yourself up mentally and financially to the point that you can't help anybody. Why? Because you've wasted time, wasted money, and wasted energy on things that you shouldn't have wasted them on. You've made poor choices. I'm not saying you've had a bad life. What I'm saying is that you could have had a better one, and you still can if you're willing to do what's necessary to move on with your life in a positive way. If you're willing to get rid of the negativity and throw it out, understand it doesn't help you. All that's going to happen is you're going to wake up one day and find that you're lonely, that you're poor, that you're miserable, and then you're going to be mad at somebody that's got $1 billion because they're not doing anything with it. However, if you had that $1 billion, you would do something with it. However, guess what? You don't have that $1 billion yet. You can get that $1 billion. You can get those millions of dollars. But you have to believe that you deserve it. You have to believe that it's for you. You have to believe that the opportunities in life don't just happen to the rich, the famous. They also can happen to you because you can be those people. You can live your dream. Whatever it is that you want to do, you can do. You just have to do it. You have to get out there, walk the walk, walk the walk that you're talking, and do it in a positive way. But but first you have to talk the positive talk and then walk it. You have to take the positive action and then do it. Again, ladies and gentlemen, the same wind blows upon us all. Each and every one of us, every second of our lives, has the opportunity to change. I constantly have to remotivate myself. I constantly have to throw out the negativity that comes into my mind. I constantly have to retool and step back and understand how can I make this particular situation better and how can I possibly make it worse. Do I always succeed? No, I don't always succeed, but I'm always learning. And as I'm learning, I'm growing, and I'm getting better. And as I get better, guess what? I develop and grow. None of us are perfect, but we have everything that we need to succeed, everything. So start using those things that you have. Start using those qualities that you have. Start partnering up with other people that can help you by adding to the greatness that is already within you, the power that's already within you, the spirit that's already within you. Wake up with a glow. You know, Glenn brought up something the other day. If you need to pick up a rock and make it your good luck charm lock, every time you rub it, you think of the greatness that you have, or your gratitude rock. Do that. Do whatever you need. Whatever you need to do to find joy and happiness in your life. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show, and everybody have a great and wonderful day. Take care, and thank you. Please also listen to our show. And in the top left corner, if you go to the site, click follow and follow us on Blog Talk Radio. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show. Thank you.